NBC's Todd, Trump, Loyalists Conducting Homegrown Effort to Undermine Democracy. By Pam Key on December 9, 2021. MSNBC anchor Chuck Todd declared Thursday on MTP Daily that former President Donald Trump and his loyalists, who he claimed had hijacked and radicalized a part of the GOP, were attempting to undermine democracy. If it's Thursday, President Biden tries to lead a global effort to revive democracy, he said. Can the U.S. be a beacon for democracy abroad unless he first confronts the efforts to undermine it right here at home? We've said it before, and we're going to say it again. The biggest story in American politics is and will continue to be this homegrown effort to undermine U.S. democracy. Largely fueled by the former president and his loyalists who have hijacked and radicalized a part of the Republican Party. There's a reason the U.S. is now considered a backsliding democracy. The January 6th insurrection, the big lie, gerrymandering, efforts to restrict voting access, partisan attempts to control who votes and how those votes are counted. Just to name a few, that is the elephant in the room as President Biden kicked off a two-day global virtual summit this morning on renewing democracy at home and abroad, Todd continued. In his opening remarks, he called on the world's democracies to confront the sustained and alarming challenges facing them. And he also pointed to the sustained and alarming challenges facing the United States. But the uncomfortable reality facing the president is that there's one party that seems willing to pull out all the stops when it comes to the issue of the U.S. democracy, and it isn't his. As Bart Gellman so aptly put it in The Atlantic, our two-party system has only one party left that is willing to lose an election. The other is willing to win at the cost of breaking things that a democracy cannot live without, he added. Folks, the lies that incited the January 6th insurrection have so metastasized on the right that they are now embraced by Republican election officials, and they have become litmus tests for potential Republican candidates, particularly if you're looking for Donald Trump's endorsement. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.